This is PodTech.net. It's Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles. Day one of the CTIA Wireless Industry Trade Show is underway here at the Los Angeles Convention Center. The first keynote roundtable focused on mobile enterprise and featured Paul Daugherty, chief architect for Accenture, among others. He is responsible for more than 1,200 technical architects who work around the globe and across industries implementing complex, leading-edge technology solutions for Accenture's clients. I spoke with him after the keynote roundtable on a variety of topics, including his company's high-performance IT survey, which examined characteristics of forward-thinking companies and individuals and what separated them from the masses.
Well, the key thing we wanted to do with the survey is we've seen a lot of data, and there's a lot of anecdotal data and research data out there that compares IT performance across industry and within industry, and it typically looks at just spending patterns, so where companies spend their money, or it looks at IT as a percent of revenue. And in our view, that really wasn't getting at the crux of the issue of how good is that organization at IT, and are they really generating meaningful impact on the business. So we wanted to go about things a different way, and rather than looking at that type of information, look at what were the real characteristics that defined a high performer, somebody who was using IT effectively. So what we did is we worked with 500 CIOs from our clients around the world across industries, and we went through a fairly detailed survey looking at a number of characteristics that we thought were indicators of high performance and collected a lot of data from those 500 CIOs. And as a result, we came up with some very interesting results around what were the characteristics and the defining characteristics that separated the high performers, those who were using IT more effectively, from the average and the low performers.
Can you identify some of those characteristics?
The core finding of the survey was that there was a very different spending pattern and investing pattern between the high performers and the average and low performers when we looked at IT performance. So the IT, or the high performers, on average spent less on IT. So they spent on average 10 to 20% less, depending on industry, on IT. So they did spend less, but they spent the money very differently than the average and low performers. The high performers spent 50% more of their investment on developing new capability and on innovation. So they were bringing new ideas, new capability to the business and helping the business improve. And that was a real distinguishing characteristic among the high performers. Though the analogy I'd use is that the average and low performers get trapped on a treadmill of continual reinvestment and maintaining the legacy and incrementally adding piecemeal technologies that make their legacy estate harder to manage, and they never really get off that treadmill. The thing that distinguished the high performers was this different investment pattern and a real focus and discipline on running IT as an industrialized part of their business, a heavy focus on metrics, on efficiency, on performance, on root cause analysis, so that they really minimized what they spent on the legacy and on running IT and running the just keeping the lights on, and they really maximized the dollars that were available to invest in innovation and capability. So they spent less, but they spent a lot more effectively and were much more disciplined. If we look at sectors and in trends we see, what we found is that there's high performers in every industry. So people look at some industries and people think of some industries as being more advanced or ahead of other industries, but we found there's high performers out there in every industry. And again, the similar characteristics and similar patterns that differentiated them. In some industries where we see a higher overall investment in IT and in information being more critical to the business, such as financial services, we see more high performers and more advanced practices in those types of organizations than some others, but it did vary across the industries.
Can you put it in context in terms of the mobility enterprise?
Yeah, I think so. For mobility, in my view, is one of those things that's it's the innovation and capability that the smart organizations are getting ahead of and bringing to the business to create business value. So that's the context I'd put around mobility. So I said earlier that high performers are spending 50% more on investing in new capability. Within mobility, we see high performers having a 75% higher adoption rate among mobility in the enterprise than low performers, so dramatically higher uptake around enterprise mobility. We think that's an example of those high performers being more forward-thinking in figuring out how to bring new capabilities, new ideas to IT, and then ultimately to the business to create business value. And I think those organizations, the high performers, are really thinking proactively and prescriptively about how to bring new capability like mobile to the enterprise. A lot of other organizations, I think, are caught in a a bit of a spot where they have a lot of mobility that's happening to them because of employees or individual departments adopting different technologies, having silos of different mobile technologies out there, employees using mobile access that they might not even know are using mobile access. And the high performers are much more disciplined around being proactive and putting the right policies and procedures in place to get ahead of that.
Are there applications that you're really looking at, that you're really bullish on right now?
I think the big sectors that we're focusing on right now, there's a lot of interesting opportunities in the customer relationship management area, particularly around sales force effectiveness, providing information at the point of sale to increase revenue, look at growing the top line in a business, and we're seeing a lot of new applications there. A very big area right now is automating parts of the enterprise with mobility that have never been automated before. An example would be the field workers that are out there in a lot of heavier industries, in say utilities and communications industries like that, where there's hundreds of thousands of workers who historically in the past worked off paper and more recently worked off more primitive, simplistic mobile data terminals. There's a lot of opportunity to really rethink the way their business processes work, rethink the roles and the jobs that those people have, and equip them with mobile technology and really upscale the kind of work that they do in the enterprise, and in the process of doing that create a lot more value. The numbers I'd give you is that what we're seeing, if we equip those types of workers with the proper technology, we can increase their productivity on the order of 45 to 90 minutes per day. Per worker. So this is, companies have thousands of these workers, and if you can get 45 to 90 additional minutes of productivity out of what was a five-hour workday, you can have demonstrate real results to the bottom line. But it's really requires a different viewpoint, looking more broadly across, to use an old word from the past, re-engineering and really looking at restructuring and changing the business process to take advantage of the technology rather than just applying the technology in a silo. That's really important.
And what are the barriers that you're seeing for these companies to adopt this technology or be forward-thinking?
I think the barrier is probably all around getting started with a few things. First would be getting control and being proactive around understanding what is happening with mobility, getting the right processes and discipline in place so you don't get burned by bad behaviors. The security can be addressed. A lot of the things people think about, security can be addressed, data privacy can be addressed, user authentication can be addressed, and it's a matter of thinking about the application that you're building and thinking broadly enough about how to really transform the process, create some business value, and then applying the right level of technology to solve those issues that the successful companies are really doing right.
And your final thoughts on advice maybe to a business or a company who's thinking of getting into this mobile space?
Again, proactivity is probably the word. Think about what are the right ways to apply the technology to the business. Get the business on board and so that you're bringing the right tools to them before the users are going out and doing it themselves, so it's being done in a controlled manner. And then look across the business at those processes that really can be changed and transformed with mobility. Tackle some small ones first to get some pilots and make sure you can deploy successfully. And then look at the bigger areas to create business value and get the broader part of the organization on board.
Paul Daugherty with Accenture, thanks for being on the podcast.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
For PodTech News, this is Matt Kelly at the CTIA show in Los Angeles.